What's going on, Steve Larson? Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. Today I'm going to talk about easily one of the biggest things. I should preface it this way. Here's how to absolutely destroy your conversion rate on all your sales pages. And I'm seeing it all over the place.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, guys? I am absolutely positively, maybe not, in my sauna right now. So if you hear a little humming in the background, that's what that is. But hey, it's still good crap. Let's just stick together. It's so funny. Like, a couple of years ago, there's a guy that messaged me. He's like, I absolutely cannot learn from you. And I was like, how come? You know, it's fine, whatever. But like, why? He's like, because there's no way you're teaching million-dollar scenarios and strategies because you don't ever wear a suit. And I was like, what? He's dead serious. So, hey, some of the podcast quality production, you might not like, you know, I know that 99.99% of people don't freaking care and they just want to hear my strategies on things. But anyway, first I was like, what's that humming in the background? I may or may not be in our sauna. Anyway, so, and just on my phone recording. So, hey, so I want to preface this thing. So I don't know what it has been over the last, I don't know. As soon as I call this out, you guys might be able to see this too, but it seems like the last year, the number of headlines that I've been seeing that break this rule, it's like almost every headline, like almost every single person's funnel that I go review is breaking this rule. Almost every single person's, like right at the top, you know, the very first page, I don't care if it's paid or it's free, if it's a squeeze page, if it's low ticket, high ticket, it's like right at the very top, this rule, I can't believe how many, this has become one of those constant things that I have to go and, continue to, I don't know. It's one of the biggest things that I spend time on with people who are just starting out, because they always break this rule. Not to be nebulous anymore, but I'll tell you exactly what it is. When I was building funnels for really big people a long time ago, there's a guy that came in, and I can't remember exactly how this popped up. I don't remember who said it. I don't remember. It was when we were in the old office. I don't remember if it was Russell or somebody else. Basically, they started talking about, I know it was in the old office, the one that ClickFunnels used to be in. So it was one where we sat back to back instead of side to side, or face to face. And we started looking at like upsell conversion rate strategies. And somehow it popped up that you in upsell strategy, you never want to create a decision tree for you know, your visitor on your funnel. Never create a decision tree that is a yes or a no proposition. Okay, let me explain. So let's say someone buys like a low ticket book, right? I love books. They're great for filling phones. They're great for filling the rest of funnels. Books are a fantastic way to fill events. Books are one of those front ends that can kind of be used for like literally any other, like anything, right? I love books. It's one of the reasons why I'm writing the Dramatic Demonstration book right now. It will absolutely be used for a lot of different things. So books are amazing. Love books, not just themselves, but as a strategy for funnels. They're just still... they're hard to write. And so the perceived value of a book is really, really high. And then you go sell for something that's like 10 bucks. It's like, you know, it's such like this awesome way to serve the customer while also serving a funnel purpose. Well, you know, anyway, so anyway, I digress. But imagine you go buy a book, right? You go to the next page in the funnel and the headline basically says something like, hey, here's an upsell. Do you want it? Now, what's wrong with saying, do you want it? There is something wrong with that. What's wrong with it is what are the options subconsciously you've just given the viewer in your funnel? Well, they have the option to either say yes or no. Do you want it? Right? That's a yes, no question. That's a yes, no in the decision tree. That's a yes, no proposition where you have actually given them an out. Don't give people an out. I first learned this on the door when I was the door-to-door sales guy, right? You know, knock, knock. Hey, how's it going? Do you want our pest control? Immediately. We never asked that question. It was one of the biggest things my sales trainer would harp on me with. He's like, why are you asking a yes-no question? You just gave them, from your own mouth, a legitimate way to say no. They don't need to say no, right? You just gave them, you gave them the option to say no to you. Like, they can come up with that option on their own, but don't give them the option on the doors, right? The ultimate no is they actually close the door. And if that sounds crazy, please remember that this is a sales funnel. And so we're still following the same psychology as a salesperson would, whether it's over the phone or face-to-face, right? What is a sales funnel doing? It's guiding decisions. It's helping them make decisions to buy from you, right? Well, I don't want to give them, especially if my marketing has done a good job and it's brought in leads that actually fit my dream customer, and I know that I'm talking to likely my dream customer, I'm not going to give the person. I'm not giving them a no. Here's an option to exit the funnel. Here's an option to say no to me. In fact, I'm giving you permission. That's a better word. I'm giving you permission to say no to me by giving you the option to say no to me. Stop asking yes or no questions in your guys' headlines. That's like the biggest thing that I've been seeing. It's like, you know, what the answer to this is I'm just trying to bring you guys awareness to the issue, so then you guys can go off and so literally like think through your last funnel. Like, go act like you're a visitor in your own funnels. I don't care if you're a funnel builder or if you have funnels in your business or whatever it is, but or anything, honestly, on all marketing, all sales. Look through your stuff and start asking, am I giving this person the option to say no? Am I giving them the option to say it? Because the reason funnels work is because there's only one way to move forward. Buying, and that's it. Buying or opting in. I was consulting this company like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I had the hardest time getting this person to understand this. They're like, we built a funnel. And I was like, that's not a funnel. I'm like, no, we built a funnel. And I was like, send me the link. And I looked at it and I was like, yeah, that's not a funnel. They're like, yeah, it's a funnel. We built a funnel. I was like, you want to know first and foremost why this is not a funnel? I said, sure. I said, well, because you've given this person more than one way to exit the page. Meaning I can click on this link and it goes over to that. I click on this link and they had a menu bar. Every time you have a menu bar, that's not a funnel. Okay. Menu bars are websites. And that might sound like I'm like oversimplifying it, but it's the truth. There's a company in, it's back in like 2018. They paid for me to, this guy's name is Roger Love. He's the voice acting coach for like all the Hollywood actors. And so they liked my, you know, I don't know if they still follow now, but they liked my stuff back then. They paid for my consulting fee and they flew me out for a day. And it's cool. They like drove me through the different studios and stuff like that in Hollywood. And halfway through the consulting day, it was very obvious they had a messaging issue. And so I was going through and I was helping to create craft and craft better messaging with him and such. And I sit down, halfway through the day, Roger Love gets up and goes, I just got a text from, Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. They need my help on stage or set 5 or whatever. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, he's like, I'll be back in a little bit. They need me on set. So, it was some movie that was coming around that time with Steve Carell had like a singing part with, you know, and Jennifer Aniston is in. I don't remember what it was. I'm sure that someone's listening. I'm not a movie buff. Marley is. If she heard what I was saying, she probably knew what the movie was immediately. But anyway, I was like, can I come? He's like, no. So I just hung out in his office with the rest of his staff while we waited for Roger Love to come back so I could finish the consulting day. But one of the biggest things is they did the same thing. They sent over, hey, before you come on over, could you take a look at our funnel? And I was like, sounds good. Send it on over. And he goes, I said, cool. Could you send it on over? And he goes, yeah, I sent it over to you. And I'm looking for it. And I'm looking for it. And I'm clicking the things they sent over. And it's like, no, send me your funnel. And he goes, we sent you our funnel. And I was immediately like, oh, that's why you're converting like crap. Like immediately, it's easy to tell like, how's this going? And he's like, we don't convert well. And I was like, yeah, I know. Without even seeing stats, I can tell you why that's not a funnel. First and foremost, you have a million ways to exit the page. Funnels work because they funnel people forward, and they only have one option to work to move forward, right? This is probably the most, like, technical episode I've done on Sales Funnel Radio for a long time, but I see so many people messing this up. Like, 3 weeks ago, the same person did that. They're like, here's my funnel. I was like, that's not a funnel. You built a web page, and I'm not saying there's no value, right? But that's not a funnel. Sure enough, last week, another guy was like, check out my funnel. This is, it's been a, I don't know what it's been. Maybe I'm just, like, stepping into a deeper flow where I'm finally meeting with people who, like, think they have a funnel but really don't. But this happened again last week. This huge company reached out and they're like, we want to work with you. I was like, sweet. And I'm looking at their stuff and I was like, send me your funnel. They're like, we spent so much time on this funnel. I was like, that's not a funnel. They're like, of course it's a funnel. And I was like, what's your conversion rate? And he's like, 0.9%. I was like, what? Yeah. How's that working out for you? This isn't a funnel. Like, this is a website. And again, not saying it's not value, but don't call it a funnel. We call them funnel. Not everything you build is a funnel. And I don't care if you build in high level. I don't care if you build in click funnels. It's completely possible to use one of those softwares and not have a funnel when you're quote unquote done. I built websites with click funnels because it's just easier, right, than using WordPress, which is what I used to use. That makes sense. So first and foremost, like, I need you to understand that piece is that a funnel is one, it's one way to move forward. And the reason I bring this up is because if it feels weird to, like, I'm not giving somebody an out on the decision tree, you're already doing this to make a funnel in the first place. You got one way to move forward. Did I buy the book? Did I opt in? That's it. There's nothing else in the headline. There's nothing else in the menu bar. There's no way to exit the page. There's nothing on the top that says back, right? Whether that's literally going back in the page flow or if it's going back to your homepage. Is there, you know, if you have more than one call to action, it's not a funnel. And I'm not saying that you can't have the same call to action throughout the page. Definitely do that. But if you have more than one place or call to action that people can click on a page, you immediately are not using a funnel. That's a website, right? And it's not semantics. They're totally different. You're breaking one of the core principles of what makes a funnel successful and effective in the first place. And so that's why I get so heated on this, because I can't believe how many people fight me on this. I'm like, first of all, respect the fact I've been doing this longer than most people have been, like, failing at it, all right? And please, that sounds like a totally egotistical thing to say, but also doing it, like, what I'm saying, I didn't just come up with it. This is Russell's definition of a funnel, too. And it's just amazing how many people they still don't have a funnel. They're like, well, I built a book funnel, and I've got a book, but I also have this other really cheap thing. I don't want people to come to this page to not also hear about that thing, so I'm going to add that call to action to this page as well. Immediately, you just killed your funnel. Immediately, it's no longer a funnel. Immediately, it's now just what I call a branding page, you know, like stevejlarson.com or, you know what I mean? Like, that's not meant. If you want to see an example I'm talking about of what a funnel isn't, go to stevejlarson.com, because that is exactly what I'm saying. Stevejlarson.com is not a funnel, and I didn't build it to be a funnel. It links to funnels, but it's not a funnel. Right? When you go to one of my funnels, there's only one way to progress. You put your email in or you put your credit card in. That's kind of it. And you either have to close the page or, you know, that's kind of it. Like, I'm not giving you a reason. I'm not giving you the option to say no. And the same thing is true in upsell flow. The same thing is true on the first page of all funnels. Don't create in the emotional decision tree. Don't give them an out. Right? If it really is a no, they'll just exit the page. Just like the doors. If it really is a no, they'll just close the door. I don't need to give them a link for that. Chrome and Safari and Firefox already did that. That's the ultimate no. So I'm definitely not going to do it as a sales funnel, a salesperson, a sales flow. Why would I give somebody the out? I'm guiding them through the decision. And it's not high pressure, but that's just what's happening. So that's the big thing I'm trying to drop to you guys today, is I'm trying to help you understand, like, in your headlines, not just on upsells, I just use it as an example. You only ever give yes or yes as options in the emotional decision tree. Never give a yes or a no, ever. Right? Watch immediately all of your headlines improve. Your stats, watch them all get better. Just in that one thing. And you can do it as simply as changing the headline. Okay. So what? One of the things I do is I'll look at the headline and say, you know, this headline, I'm not going to say names on this one. I was hired a long time ago to go be, you know, I'm not even going to give any more examples on this. There was a headline. I'll just start it there. There was a headline that was brought to me. And a gentleman said, let's go run this headline. I said, please don't run that headline. Like, yeah, we're going to drive a lot of traffic and spend a lot of money in ads on this headline. I said, don't. And they thought I was joking. I was like, no. I can find three reasons right now the headline's not going to work. And they're like, really? I'm like, you can't see it? Right? Not only this, not only that, you're asking a yes or no. Don't ask yes or no questions in your ads. Don't ask yes or no questions on the tops of all of your funnels. You gave them an out. You see this all the time. And it's so funny because I actually think that 80% of the time, people's funnel structure is good enough. What's jacking it up is they don't understand the decision tree flow that a funnel requires to be a funnel in the first place. And so they give them an out. And they give them a yes or a no in the decision. They give them a logical reason. They give them permission to opt out of the funnel. If you want to see a live example of this, go to raremastery.com. It's a workshop that Marley and I do together. It's super cheap. Okay, we do it half day. I think we're doing one next week. We do it like once a month. It's half a day, and we just help people figure out their branding, because branding has nothing to do with colors or logos. It's all about identity. And so we help people create their brand identity, kind of like I have the capitalist pig. So if you want to build your version of that, go to raremastery.com. But you'll see, it's only like $40. Okay, you'll see on the second page, there is an upsell that we created that is not a yes or a no. It's a yes or a yes. Okay, so now that I've like pounded the problem, here's the solution. Everywhere where you're saying a yes or a no, just look through all of your copy. Look through all of your offers. Look at all your upsell or downsell flows. Look at all, even in onboarding. Don't give them a yes or a no. They paid you. It's your job to fulfill now and deliver in a great way, right? So I'm going to give them a yeses or yeses or yeses or yeses the whole way through. Now, that does not mean, here's how to here's how to accidentally create a yes or no. Only have one offer on your upsell. Okay? Okay, so think about it like this. You go in and you grab, Marley and I have this really cool upsell flow, right? It's a really cool thing, raremastery.com. On the very next page is this awesome offer. It converts like crazy. It's one of my highest converting upsells ever. It's amazing. But of course, you don't have to buy it. But the option we present with you is not yes or no. The option we present with you is, do you want to pay for it right now, or do you want to just click here and get pay plan? You see how that's a yes or a yes? That's not the only way to do it. The offer launch event that I'm doing soon on VIP, right? So you buy your ticket. Again, I like low ticket, high immersion strategies now. I feel like that's the way the market is moving. And so everything I'm doing is super low ticket and high immersion. So I got a 3-day event that I'll be doing. When you buy your ticket, which is really cheap, but I don't want free, just get a completely different person, right? But if you go and you buy a ticket, on the very next page for VIP, it's like, check it out. You got two options for VIP. One, you can kind of get like the lower package for VIP, or two, you can get kind of like this higher one. Like, notice I changed it to a yes or a yes. And the answer, saying no is still an option at the bottom of the page. No thanks, Steve. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Whatever. Like, I'm not hiding it. I'm not making it harder to say no to me. I am definitely not forcing people to say a yes to me, but I'm not naturally making it a yes or a no. I'm making it a yes or a yes first. They still have the option to say no. Of course they do. That makes sense? So look at your upsells. This is one of the first ways to kind of identify that you've been probably breaking this rule in your funnels, is to turn back around and say, am I giving somebody a yes or a yes proposition on my upsell flows? Then work backwards, because if you're not, you should, okay? Then work backwards. Go to your registration page, go to your initial page, go to the very first page of your funnel and read the headline. And if it's something like this, are you struggling to get more leads? You're wrong, okay? You gave them a no. That's a yes-no question. Are you struggling to get more leads? Yes or no? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Chop your conversion rate in half just right there before they even see the offer or look at your sales video or anything else. It's one of the easiest things to change. It's one of the easiest things to mess up on. I see it a lot even in people's Facebook posts where you can tell they're trying to do some lead gen, which I respect and it's totally great and I don't care and that's awesome. But you ever see like the spam DMs that you'll get? I love using DMs. DMs are amazing, but there's a right way to do them, there's a wrong way to do them. I hate it. What's up, Steve? Been following you for a while. Do you want 5,000 new visitors in 14 seconds? Then click here. Here's the link. First of all, that's freaking annoying. Okay? Don't you dare present the yes, no, the final yes or no that early in the relationship either. I wouldn't do it on the knocking on the doors. Why would I do it on a funnel? Why would I do it in an ad? Right? That's not... This is really what the Dramatic Demonstration book is solving. Is what do you say to still get people moving forward without presenting a no? And the answer is, you got to change the decision tree to a yes, yes, number one. But the way that you do that is you still do with story, but just not the story about you. They don't care about you yet. Don't tell your origin story. Okay? Marketing channel, Facebook and YouTube and podcasts. You know, that's not really meant for things like the perfect webinar script. Perfect webinar script is a sales script, not a marketing script. All right, so this is where people are jacking it up, though, is I can look at their funnels, and they have actually a really good offer. You know, they got a okay hook, and I help with that, and, you know, and then maybe some funnel strategy structure updating and upsell, downsell flow sequencing, and maybe usually they need some help on follow-up sequences and stuff like that. But the first place I always start is the hook, and the first thing I'm looking at with the hook is, are you asking a yes or a no? You shouldn't ask a yes or a no. Let me give an example of a really good headline. That does not ask a yes or a no, but that gets people walking towards me and makes them register. And after years of data, paid ads, you know, organic, the whole nine, top to bottom, after years, I can tell you, like, that page still had like a 52% registration rate on cold traffic. You just ads. It's crazy. You don't kill your conversions by removing the yes no question. You just change the question so it's a yes yes. And once you change it to that, like, this is one of the headlines, is in the network marketing space, this example, but it's a good space too. So just listen to it, right? Ask yourself, is this a yes no question? The three-step system I use to automate my downline of big producers without friends and family even knowing I'm in network marketing. Someone reads that and goes, huh? He's got a three-step system, he automated it. And they take a step forward without me saying any yes or no. Does that make sense? I can always tell if someone who wrote the copy for the funnel is actually a copywriter or if it was just a funnel builder trying to write a headline, right? Trying to title a page. Headlines are not titles. Stop titling your pages. Stop titling your offers. Like, you're not trying to create a label. This is what this is. That's not a hook. There's no yes, yes there. There's no follow me on this journey here. You're not telling any story. Like, you just see it. It's all over the place now, man. Like, I see it everywhere. And again, maybe it's one of those things where, like, you know, like you buy a car and I suddenly start seeing that car everywhere. Maybe it's that I'm writing about it in the Dramatic Demonstration book right now. And I just finished, like, I just wrote about this piece. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. But it's, for whatever reason, in the last like 3 months, it seems like I just almost every funnel that someone wants me to review, I can't even get to page two because I'm like, your page one is so bad. No one's going to really see page two. You have a yes, no question sitting on the front. It's boring. You labeled it instead of hooked it, right? You wrote a headline, not a hook. You titled it, right? You presented a yes, no on page one, which means you gave them permission to tell you no, right? When really Chrome and Firefox and, you know, Safari already did that. Just let them handle the ultimate no, which is the closing of the tab, right? Or just them actually pressing back on the browser. I'm not going to produce that link for them, right? And then you start walking through the flow of it. Don't ask a yes or don't ask a yes or no question. I still give them the option. Obviously, I'm not hiding the no, but I'm not presenting the no first. I'm saying, do you want this one or this one? Oh, interesting. I talked about this at the last branding workshop that I did, that brand really only works when it's compared to something else. that's actually made ClickFunnels a product in the first place. It was almost an abandoned project. Like, and it was on sales try number six, where Russell actually figured out how to sell ClickFunnels. And what really blew it up is when he started saying death of the website, meaning instead of using your website, come over here. Huh? You mean comparison to something else that the customer already knows is one of the core elements of strong branding and sales message and hook writing. Yeah. It's the opposite of something, right? So instead of thinking a yes or no in your headlines, think a yes or a yes, and don't make a comparison in their brain be about the option of no. I still want to create a comparison in their brain, but it's not going to be around the word no. I'm going to compare to the current option they're using, death of the website. People are like, yeah, people who love their websites are like, meh, I like my website. Why would I kill it? Sweet. They're not the ones we're trying to sell anyway, right? We're trying to sell those who hate it. And they're like, yeah, death of the freaking web. I spent so much time and money on this thing. It's not doing anything for my business. Well, yeah, death of the website. Come over here. This thing called a funnel. Right? It's in compare. That's where we want the comparative statement to lie. We don't want a comparative in their brain is to move forward or not move forward. Yes or no. We want them to compare where they're trying to go, where they're trying to be, and the options that they're using with the option we're going to present with them. A yes or a yes. Does that make sense? And I didn't know I could do a 25-minute episode on this, but I've been ranting hard on this thing. I see it so much. So go through all. You're welcome. You're welcome for doubling all your conversions if you just realize you're a yes or a no proposition in any of your headlines, any of your hooks, any of your ads, any of your content. It's not a yes or a no. You notice even the way I title. And I'm not perfect at this. Sometimes I'll write a title of a podcast and I'll catch it afterwards like, oh crap, that was kind of a yes, no. It's natural to do. So I'm not yelling at you. It's a natural thing to be, do you need help with what I do? And someone's like, no. And they're like, oh crap. I always make fun of this, watching like TV with my daughters and an ad will pop up and it's like, do you suffer from blah, 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 blah? And I always go, no. Stop asking me yes or no's. I immediately checked out. Right? And if you're worried that asking a yes or no question is your way of filtering a dream customer, then it means that something is wrong in their pre-page one engagement with you. Right? They should already know whether or not they're dream customer before they come to the page. I don't use the page to clarify the customer. I use the pre-page one places to clarify the customer, make sure they're my dream as much as possible. And the funnel will take care of the rest after that. Right? But I don't want the top of my page to be the first time they go, do I belong here? Right? There's like one thing I do on the page to clarify that, and that's really it. But anyway. All right. That was a lot. You guys are awesome. If you could leave me a review wherever you listen to the show, that'd be awesome. We just brought on another, it's first time, guys, first time in like 5 years that I've had a consistent content person on the team again. So be prepared for just like a ton of content again. I'm so excited. It's my jam, man. It's my jam. I've missed it. So anyway, lot more coming to you. Really excited to get it to you. And, if you could rate and review, that'd be amazing. Let me know. Actually, if you go to salesfunradio.com, you can record a voicemail straight to me asking me whatever question you want me to answer on the podcast. So if you're like, hey, Steve, I got this question. Hey, Steve, I got this question. It's right there, salesfunradio.com. Scroll down like halfway down the page. It's a big red button. Click it and it'll record a voicemail and I'll put you straight in the show. Awesome, guys.
I think one of the most painful things an entrepreneur can experience is to go through all the hard work of building a really good offer. And it's not just that people pass over your offer. It's that they ask how you're actually different than your competitors because they can't tell. Brand is what cures that problem. Brand is what helps your dream customer make the knee-jerk judgment that they should, that your offer is different compared to your competitors. Brand is funny. It used to be that you could build the business first, then brand second, but that's all changed. We've now entered an era of building the business and the brand at the same time. And those who don't are left to fight for their sale by only citing things about their product. Choosing to skip brand building today is like playing business checkers while everybody else is playing chess. The board looks the same, but the game is totally different. That's why Marley Jackson and I created the Rare Mastery Masterclass at raremastery.com. It's a half-day virtual workshop, and the whole point is to show you how to outposition your competition without building another offer, another funnel, another launch. Because our goal is to share how to design your pervasive brand, which helps your dream customers make an immediate subconscious judgment that your offer is different than your competition. So go register for the next Rare Mastery Masterclass at raremastery.com. Because if your dream customers can't tell that your offer is different on their own without you explaining it, your offer could be the best in the world, but it's already cut off at the ankles. Go to RareMastery.com and join us, because brand building has nothing to do with colors, logos, or fonts. Learn how to build a rare brand that matches your rare offer at RareMastery.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.